The procedure for sustaining President Harold B. Lee for the reorganization of the first presidency and the sustaining of all other general authorities and general officers of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This, brothers and sisters, is a very solemn occasion. We so approach it and should so conduct it. It will take quite a time, but if we are in the frame of mind and spirit which we should be in, I'm sure it will not be tedious. We are met in the tabernacle on Temple Square, Salt Lake City, in a formal, solemn assembly of the body of the church to express the voice of the church in first sustaining vote for a new president of the church. This proceeding is in accordance with the practice of the church from the first sustaining vote cast by a general conference for President John Taylor until the present time. The priesthood of the church, insofar as the tabernacle can accommodate them, is seated here by the priesthood quorums. The first presidency, the Council of the Twelve, with their assistants, the patriarch to the church, the presidency of the First Council of 70, and the presiding bishopric occupy their usual seats on the tabernacle stand. The regional representatives of the 12 and the missionary representatives of the 12 and First Council of 70 occupy the seats to the north and south of the stand. Both lower seats within the railing and those on the stand level and the front seats in the body of the hall. Patriarchs occupy the seats near the front and the body of the hall. The high priests of the church, including presidents of stakes and their counselors, the high counselors, the presidencies and members of the quorums, the ward bishoprics, occupy the center of the building on the main floor as far as eastward as the galleries. The 70s occupy north part of the building on the main floor under the north gallery. The elders occupy the south part of the building on the main floor under the galleries. The lesser Aaronic priesthood, priests, teachers, and deacons, occupy the seats on the main floor, just back of the high priest under the gallery on the east. The general membership of the church occupy the rest of the building. The voting will be by priesthood quorums first, and then by the conference assembled. The quorums and groups of quorums will vote in the following order: the first presidency, the quorum of the 12, the patriarchs, the high priests, including the assistants to the 12, regional representatives and mission representatives of the 12 and quorum of the 12 and their, pardon me, and the 70. The high counselors, presidencies and quorums, quorum members, the presiding bishopric and ward bishoprics. The 70s, the elders, the Aaronic priesthood, priests, teachers and deacons. The whole congregation here assembled, including the priesthood. The voting will be in the following manner. As each quorum or group is called, they will be asked to vote to sustain the officer proposed. Those voting will, when called, arise to their feet, and when the affirmative vote is called for, those so voting will bring their right arms to the square to manifest to the Lord that they sustain the officer for whom they are voting. They will then drop their hands. Then those opposing will be asked to bring their right hands to the squares to bear witness to the Lord that they are not willing to sustain the officers whom they are called upon to sustain. When both affirmative and negative votes are cast, the members of the quorum will resume their seats. All of the quorums will vote in this manner. Everyone is perfectly free to vote as he wishes. There is no compulsion whatsoever in this voting. When you vote affirmatively, you make a solemn covenant with the Lord that you will sustain, that is, give your full loyalty and support without equivocation or reservation to the officer for whom you vote. After all the quorums have so voted, a vote will then be called of the whole congregation, those bearing the priesthood and those not bearing it. All will arise. Those voting to sustain will raise their right hand to the square to witness they sustain the officer for whom they vote. After they lower their hands, the opposing vote will be called and will be manifest by raising the right hand to the square. The officers so to be voted for by quorums are the following: the president of the church, the first counselor, of the President of the Church, the Second Counselor of the President of the Church, the President of the Quorum of the Twelve, the Council of the Twelve, the Patriarch of the Church. Vote by quorums to sustain these officers, the rest of the general authorities, the general officers of the Church, and the general auxiliary officers of the Church will be sustained by voting as in the ordinary general conference. This is in accordance with the procedure set by President John Taylor. Please be ready to begin voting. Only church members are entitled to vote. Only one quorum or group of quorums, as the case may be, will stand at a time in voting by quorums. Each quorum or group of quorums will please arise when requested and remain standing until requested to be seated. May the Lord guide us, may His Spirit attend us as we go forward in a solemn service, established by the Lord so that each member of His church may have a voice in sustaining those whom He has called to preside over it and to direct its work to the salvation and exaltation of mankind. We shall first vote by quorums to sustain the President of the Church and his counselors. The first presidency will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Harold Bingham Lee as prophet, seer, and revelator, and President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands to the square. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands to the square. Those opposed will manifest by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands to the square. Those opposed will manifest by the same sign. The first presidency will please be seated. The Quorum of the Twelve will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Harold Bingham Lee as prophet, seer, and revelator, and President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands to the square. Those opposed, if any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands to the square. Thank you. Those opposed are the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands to the square. Those opposed will manifest by the same sign. The patriarch of the church here assembled, the Council of the Twelve will please be seated. The patriarchs of the church here assembled, including the patriarch to the church, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Harold Bingham Lee as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands to the square. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counsel in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor, raise their right hands to the square. Thank you. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their hands. Thank you. Those opposed, by the same sign. Patriarchs of the church will please be seated. The high priests of the church here assembled, including the assistants to the 12, the regional representatives of the 12, the mission representatives of the 12 and first council of 70, the presence of stakes and their counselors, the high counselors, the presidencies of high priest quorum, the high priest quorum members, the presiding bishopric, and the ward bishoprics will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Harold Bingham Lee as prophet, seer, and revelator, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands to the square. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Thank you. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the church. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Those opposed, by the same sign. The High Priest of the Church, please be seated. The 70s of the Church here assembled, including the presidents of the First Council of 70, the presidencies of other quorums of 70s, and quorum members, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Harold Bingham Lee as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please raise their right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counsel in the first presidency of the Church. Those in favor, please raise their right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counsel in the first presidency of the Church. Those in favor will please raise their right hands. Contrary, the same sign. The 70s of the Church will please be seated. The elders of the Church here assembled, including the presidencies of quorums, quorum members, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Harold Bingham Lee as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor in the first presidency of the Church. Those in favor, raise their right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the Church. Those in favor will please raise their right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. The elders of the Church will please be seated. The Aaronic priesthood of the lesser or Aaronic priesthood of the Church here assembled, including the presidencies of teachers and deacons quorums, and members of the priests and teachers and deacons quorums, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Harold Bingham Lee as prophet, seer, and revelator, and as president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise the right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor in the first presidency of the Church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counselor in the first presidency of the Church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. The Aaronic priesthood will please be seated. The entire congregation of the Church here assembled, all the members of the Church, those bearing the priesthood, those not bearing it, the priesthood, including those who have voted, will please stand. We suggest that those seated in the assembly hall likewise arise and join in the voting. Likewise, all those listening in on the air or viewing these proceedings by television. It is proposed that we sustain Harold Bingham Lee as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will please raise their right hands. Those opposed, manifest by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counsel in the first presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Marion George Romney as second counsel in the first presidency of the Church. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Those opposed, by the same sign. The congregation will please be seated. President Lee, so far as noted, the last vote and all the other votes preceding it were unanimous. Voting on the president of the 12 apostles and the quorum, full quorum of the 12 apostles, we shall ask next vote to sustain the president of the quorum of the 12, and then to sustain all the members of the quorum. The first presidency will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Woolley Kimball as president of the quorum of the 12 apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed will manifest the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Pardon me. Those opposed by the same sign. The presidency will please be seated. The quorum of the 12, including Elder Bruce R. McConkie, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Willie Kimball as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. Those in favor will raise the right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. Quorum of the 12 will please be seated. The patriarchs of the church here assembled, including the patriarch to the church, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Willie Kimball as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise the right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert Errol Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. Patriarchs of the Church, please be seated. And the High Priests of the Church here assembled, including the assistants to the 12, the regional representatives of the 12, high priests who are mission representatives of the 12, and First Council of 70, the presidents of the stake and their counselors, the high counselors, the presidencies of quorums, the quorum members, the presiding bishopric, and ward bishoprics will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Willie Kimball as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor, please raise their right hands. Those opposed, same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The High Priest of the Church will please be seated. The 70s of the Church here assembled, including the presidents of the First Council of 70, the presidencies of other quorums, and the quorum members will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Willie Kimball as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The 70s of the Church will please be seated. The elders of the Church here assembled, including the presidencies of quorums and quorum members, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Willie Kimball as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will please raise their right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The elders of the church, please be seated. The lesser Aaronic priesthood of the church here assembled, including the presidencies of teachers and deacons' quorums, and the members of the priests, teachers, and deacons' quorums, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Willie Kimball as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will please raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. Those in favor will raise the right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The Aaronic priest of the church will please be seated. The entire congregation of the church here assembled, all the members of the church, those bearing the priesthood and those not bearing it, will please arise. Again, we suggest that those seated in the assembly hall and those listening in by radio or viewing these services on television, wherever they may be, arise and join in this voting. It is proposed that we sustain Spencer Willie Kimball as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, and Bruce R. McConkie. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The congregation will please be seated. So far as I could see presently, the voting is unanimous in the affirmative. Now, voting on the Patriarch of the Church, we shall next vote to sustain the Patriarch of the Church. The first presidency will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor will raise the right hand. Those opposed will manifest the same sign. The First Presidency will please be seated. The Quorum of the Twelve will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed with the same sign. The Quorum of the Twelve will please be seated. The Patriarch of the Church, here assembled, including the Patriarch to the Church, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The Patriarchs of the Church will please be seated. The High Priests of the Church, here assembled, including the Assistants to the Twelve, the Regional Representatives of the Twelve, the High Priests, who are Mission Representatives of the Twelve and First Council of 70, the Presidents of Stakes, and their counselors, the high counselors, the presidencies of quorums, the quorum members, the presiding bishopric, and ward bishoprics will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch of the Church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The high priest of the church will please be seated. The 70s of the church here assembled, including the first president of Council of 70, the presidencies of other quorums and group quorum members will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor will raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The 70s of the Church will please be seated. The elders of the Church here assembled, including the presidencies of quorums and quorum members, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as Patriarch to the Church. Those in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The elders of the church will please be seated. the lesser Aaronic priesthood of the church here assembled, including the presidencies of the teachers and deacons' quorums, and members of priests, teachers, and deacons' quorums, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as patriarch to the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed will manifest by the same sign. Pardon me. Those in favor will please raise their right hands. Thank you. Those opposed by the same sign. The Aaronic priesthood of the church will please be seated. And the entire congregation of the church here assembled, as listed before. And again, we wish those in the assembly hall and those listening by radio, those in the Salt Palace, or viewing these services on television, arise and join in the voting. It is proposed that we sustain Elder G. Smith as patriarch to the church. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The congregation will please be seated. The vote is likewise is unanimous in the affirmative. Now, voting on prophets, seers, and revelators of the church. We shall next vote to sustain these prophets, seers, and revelators of the church. The first presidency will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the first presidency, the 12 apostles, the patriarch of the church, as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. The first presidency will please be seated. The quorum of the 12 will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the first presidency, the 12 apostles, and the patriarch of the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The quorum of the 12 will please be seated. And the patriarchs of the church here assembled, including the patriarch of the church, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the first presidency, the 12 apostles, and the patriarch of the church, prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will raise the right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. The patriarchs of the church will please be seated. The high priest of the church here assembled, including the assistants to the 12 and all who mentioned before, will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain the counsel of the first presidency, the 12 apostles, and the patriarch of the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. The high priest of the church will please be seated. The 70s of the church here assembled, as listed before, will please stand. It is proposed that we sustain the counsel of the first presidency, the 12 apostles, and the patriarch of the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. 70s of the church, please be seated. The elders of the church here assembled, including the presidency of the quorums and quorum members, will please arise. All the elders. It is proposed that we sustain the counsel of the first presidency, the 12 apostles, patriarch of the church, as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. The elders of the church will please be seated. The lesser Aaronic priesthood of the church here assembled, including the presidency of the teachers and deacons' quorums, the members of the priests, teachers, and deacons' quorums, will please arise. It is proposed that we sustain the counsel of the first presidency, the 12 apostles, the patriarch of the church, as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will raise the right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. Thank you. The Aaronic priesthood of the church will please be seated. And the entire congregation of the church here assembled, as listed before, will please stand. Once more, we suggest that those in the assembly hall, the Salt Palace, and those listening in by radio or viewing these services on television elsewhere, also arise and join in the voting. It is proposed that we sustain the counsel of the first presidency, the 12 apostles, and patriarch of the church, to the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. You'll all be seated, please. Presently, again, as far as observed, the voting of this proposal was unanimous in the affirmative. The following procedure used by President John Taylor, the voting to sustain the other general authorities, the general officers of the church, not heretofore sustained, and the heads of the auxiliary organizations will be in the form followed in regular general conferences. The audience will remain seated while voting, and all the members will vote at the same time by the uplifted hand. We suggest that those in the assembly hall and those listening in by radio, those in Salt Palace or viewing these services on television, also join in this voting. It is proposed that we sustain as assistants to the 12 Al Masani, L. Ray Christiansen, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, Alvin R. Dyer, Franklin D. Richards, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, James A. Cullimore, Marion D. Hanks, Joseph Anderson, David B. Haight, William H. Bennett, John H. Vandenberg, Robert L. Simpson, O. Leslie Stone, James E. Faust, and L. Tom Perry. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Harold B. Lee as trustee in trust for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those in favor will raise their right hand. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as the First Council of 70, Seymour Dilworth Young, Milton R. Hunter, Albert Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Hartman Rector, Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, and Rex D. Pinniger. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as presiding bishopric of the church Victor L. Brown as the presiding bishop with H. Burke Peterson as his first counselor and Von J. Featherstone as his second counselor. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain all regional representatives of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and all missionary representatives of the Quorum of the 12 and First Council of 70 as they are at present constituted. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Elder Alvin R. Dyer as the Managing Director of the Historical Department and Leonard J. Arrington as Church Historian, Earl E. Olson as Church Archivist, and Donald T. Smith as Church Librarian. Those in favor will raise the right hands. Those opposed will manifest by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain the following general priesthood committees. Priesthood Welfare Committee, Victor L. Brown, Chairman, and Junior Wright Child, Managing Director. Priesthood Home Teaching and Family Home Evening Committee, Boyd K. Packer, Advisor, James A. Cullimore, Managing Director. Priesthood Missionary Committee, Spencer W. Kimball, Chairman of the Executive Committee, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, and Bruce R. McConkie, Vice Chairman, and Lauren C. Dunn, Managing Director. Priesthood Genealogical Committee, Howard W. Hunter, Advisor, Theodore M. Burton, Managing Director. Unified Social Services, Marvin J. Ashton, Advisor, Robert L. Simpson, Managing Director. Physical Facilities Department, Marvin J. Ashton, as advisor, John H. Vandenberg as managing director. The Department of Internal Communications, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, and Marvin J. Ashton, advisors, with J. Thomas Fines, managing director. The Department of External Communications, Mark E. Peterson, Gordon B. Hinckley as advisors, with Wendell J. Ashton, managing director. Commissioner, Health Services Corporation, Dr. James O. Mason. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as the Church Board of Education Harold B. Lee, Nathan Eldon Tanner, Marion G. Romney, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packard, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, Alvin R. Dyer, Marion D. Hanks, A. Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Victor L. Brown, and Bell Spafford. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Those opposed by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as the Church Finance Committee Wilford G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Glenn E. Nielsen, Weston E. Hamilton, O. Leslie Stone, and as Church Auditor, James A. Norberg. Those in favor will raise their right hands. Contrary, manifest by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as officers of the Tabernacle Choir Isaac M. Stewart, President, Richard B. Conde, Conductor, J. E. Welch, Assistant Conductor, Tabernacle Organist, Alexander Schreiner, Chief Organist, Robert N. Kundick, Roy M. Darley, Frank W. Asper, Organist Emeritus. Those in favor, raise their right hands. Those opposed with the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain the following as the general authorities of the church. Relief Society, Bell S. Smith Spafford, President, Marion Clark Sharp, First Counselor, Louise Wallace Madison, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as present constituted. And the Sunday School, Russell M. Nelson, General President, Joseph B. Worthland, First Counselor, Richard L. Warner, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as present constituted. The Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association, W.J. Eldridge, General President, George I. Cannon, First Counselor, and Robert L. Backman, as Second Counselor, with all the members of the board as present constituted. The Young Women's Mutual Improvement Association, Florence Smith Jacobson, as President, Margaret Romney Jackson, as First Counselor, and Dorothy Porter Holt, as Second Counselor, with all members of the board as present constituted. Primary Association, Laverne Watts Palmer, President, Naomi Ward Randall as First Counselor, Florence Reese Lane as Second Counselor, with all members of the board as present constituted. Those in favor will please raise their right hands. Those opposed will manifest by the same sign. President Lee, so far as I have observed, the voting in each case was unanimous in the affirmative.